Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's hour number two. We are live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. J-Mac is joining me, Joel Klatten, about 4 or 5 minutes. So, it's the NBA's got the media days a couple days ago. And I think Golden State is an overwhelming favorite in the West. I do think if the Clippers are healthy, they match up really well with Golden State. They won't beat them, but they have a lot of versatile wing defenders. They're a handful for them.
And John Wall is going to be a good addition. I know people forgot about him. He's been out of the league for 2 years. But Clippers might have the best 1-8 in the league. That's how stacked they are.
Situationally, I don't trust John Wall or Paul George. Situationally, like I trust Steph and Clay, Draymond, Looney, And those guys situate, and I think that a series like that comes down to situations. It's smart, like Boston. Man. People thought Boston may be better than Golden State, but situationally in big moments, Steph was great, Tatum wasn't.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's going to win the East. Boston's imploded. Boston's a mess. Can you imagine? Yeah. Guys screw their careers up. Guys, nobody to blame but a guy and his ego, and you're the best young coach in the league. And
there's some more Udoka stuff floating that's really ugly.
I've stayed away from the story.
Smart. You're a very smart guy, Colin.
I don't. My sources are telling me there were marital affairs. It was ugly. I'll let reporters who have boots on the ground report that stuff. I will say this. So the Brooklyn Nets have been a circus. And I've been critical of KD, but I always try to end any commentary on KD with, top 10 player ever, top 12, plays defense, totally committed. I would never have left Golden State. I would have told him if I was his agent, you're out of your mind. I can't represent you. You cannot leave Golden State. But it's over. But he's a great player. I would love to have KD on any team I have. I love him as a player. And I think he's probably a really good guy. You know, he's not married. He's single. He's on his phone all day. He and Aaron Rodgers, not married, rich, single, on their phones. You know, they get, you know, a little prickly sometimes. Whatever. But Steve Nash was talking about, the offseason was bumpy and Durant didn't want to be with Nash reportedly. And Steve Nash said, doesn't matter, all good.
We're fine. We're good.
ever since we talked, it's been like nothing's changed. So I have a long history with Kevin, and I love the guy. Families have issues. We had a moment, and it's behind us. That's what happens. I mean, it's a common situation. Sometimes you lose perspective because you expect to win, but the reality is we were able to talk and discuss what we can improve on from last year, and also keep perspective. We went through a ton of stuff.
For the record, Kevin Durant has never been the problem in Brooklyn. He's always been the solution. Ben Simmons has been a two-year disaster. You can't rely on Kyrie. Plays one end of the floor. I think Steve Nash can coach. Nobody's sure. The bench is average. Joe Harris just had ankle surgery. Kevin Durant is the duct tape and the life preserver for this sinking ship. Please never view KD as the problem here. He is the solution for all of their issues. I do think he made a terrible decision, but I've made bad decisions. He's still young, and he doesn't necessarily have to end his career in Brooklyn. Got to be there probably one more year. Golden State sniffed around. They were interested. But he is a solution, never a problem for them. I always feel like it's a privilege. The problems you have with KD is he's impatient, he's demanding. That's a privilege. Like Michael Jordan's intensity, he once punched the teammate. It is a privilege to have that as a problem, right? It is a privilege that Nick Saban twice a year reams out his athletic director. Yeah, there are no problems with KD, just solutions. When Jay Wright retired from Villanova, that's a problem. When Nick Saban retires, that's a problem. When Kevin Durant leaves the Nets, that is a problem. Everything else is a privilege to coach him. And the little stuff that happens, the public stuff. You kidding me? I sat next to Kim Kardashian at dinner. I am in the presence of stars last night. She got bodyguards. When you're dealing with people of otherworldly qualities, it's the price of doing business. You're lucky to have Tom Brady's impatience in the room, right? I am lucky that occasionally Mahomes' mechanics go off into the weeds and I have to correct his mechanics, which go from unbelievable to sort of wonky back to unbelievable. So that's where we are right now. Is Clad around here? Oh, he's coming. All right. By the way, it is a Kevin Clark last hour. A couple of different things as we get ready for Joel Klatt. One of them with college football is I had said before the season that I love college football, but I'm never loyal to a sport. I'm loyal to you, the audience. You drive the bus for my show. So for the last 7 years, we've had an attendance decline in college football. We've had a ratings decline in college football. When I hear people say this all the time, there is nothing wrong with college football. Yeah, there is. Less people are going to games, fewer people are watching. Don't be baseball. Don't have your head in the sand. So I said, I'm very excited for Miami being vibrant, for Sark being at Texas, for Lincoln Riley being at USC. It's why I've always defended Jim Harbaugh. I've seen Michigan with Brady Hoke. I like the Jim Harbaugh thing where he wins 10 games a year. And so Michigan, but I will say this, I watched parts of 10 games Saturday. And the five best teams I've seen in the country as of this morning, Georgia, I think, is significantly better than anybody else. I'll move Ohio State to 2, Alabama to 3, Michigan to 4. I'm not so sure USC's not 5. Because I don't love Clemson. And with that, the voice of college football at Fox Sports, Joel Klatt, is joining us. Okay. So I'm doing, by the way, the Michigan-Maryland game. Tua's brother plays at Maryland. He's fun.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Maryland's a lot better this year.
Way better.
Yeah.
So I've been very pro-Michigan this year, and then I saw something Saturday.
Uh-oh. What'd you see?
It takes a keen eye. To see this, a lot of people may have missed it.
What was it?
So I like J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, they're a quarterback.
Mobile, easy thrower.
Yep.
he does something you cannot do against Ohio State, you cannot do it against Georgia, and it's going to be their undoing.
What is it?
He's trying to be perfect. He holds the ball too long.
Yeah, so I actually did a dive on this, a deep dive on this, and this is the area that he's got to grow.
Iowa's defense
is one of those defenses that you cannot be indecisive with, because they major in tips and overthrows. You get those tips, you get the overthrows, they're going to turn them into turnovers, and then maybe they'll turn them into points. I don't know, but Right. Maybe they'll just punt with Torrey Taylor. But it's interesting for me, because young quarterbacks have to learn that. You know, part of growing up as a quarterback, Colin, is that you are going to at some point hit a line where you can't just out-athlete everybody.
That's right.
And you've got to put yourself back into the system and really utilize the system to the best of its capability.
And he's a good athlete.
He is a good athlete, but you can't be the high school kid that didn't just looks and be like, oh, I've got a deep corner route on the left side. Now I'm going to chuck it down there. He held the ball too long against Maryland. There were a couple of times in particular in the red zone where he made poor choices, but that's also a maturation process. You've got to go through things like that, watch the film on a week in, a week out basis in order to get better. If JJ plays the way that he played last week, this week against Iowa, they're in trouble. They're in trouble.
I think so.
That's a difficult place to play. Jim Harbaugh knows it. He knows that that's where top five teams go to die, you know, and he's even said that at Kinnick Stadium. Now, I know Iowa doesn't have a great offense, but that defense will make you pay. Will make you pay.
I was almost thought about going to the game to give it a little more buzz. I'm going to stay home.
I'm sure. The people in Iowa are very disappointed that you didn't.
By the way,
you decided to stay home.
You better send me a video. You know they like me there.
Oh, 100%. That's one of my favorite things, is not only just going to Kinnick, which is one of my favorite venues in all of college football. You do the wave after the first quarter. It's one of the great traditions in college football. But then it's just walking with a selfie video and just seeing how many people jump in and be like, hey, give Colin hell. Ah! You know?
Okay.
It's my favorite.
So, Georgia, I think, is on a different level.
Sure.
And then I think Bama, Ohio State are really good.
Yep.
And then I think Michigan would beat USC if they played. I don't know if Clemson would.
What do you think about the gap between 4 and 3? Like between the top three and the rest?
That's my takeaway. So I kind of put, now after watching Ohio State, I'm going to put Georgia, Bama, Ohio State predictably there.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Clemson, Michigan, by the way, Kentucky, Ole Miss.
Oklahoma State can be thrown in there, Tennessee.
I think USC has an argument as the fourth or fifth best team in the country.
Well, here's the deal, is that if once you get past the top three, then I think there's probably 10 teams that could say, like Utah, if they just... Utah on any given Saturday could be up there and beating a USC or a Michigan.
Are you surprised by how slick this roster was? 4-8 last year.
Well, I'm not surprised, because they brought in so much talent. You're talking about USC. They brought in so much talent, and I just know, like, Lincoln Riley's one of the best coaches in America. That was going to make a huge difference,
right?
And it has, and it's really important the way that they won that game against Oregon State. USC wins a game in which their star player plays his worst game. That's important for the rest of the roster to realize that their contributions are going to matter. You know, it's no longer just like, oh, Caleb is just going to win the game for us. It's like, no. Hey, defense, your four interceptions, they mattered. It just wasn't filling the stat sheet. If you didn't get those four interceptions, you weren't going to win the game. The pressure that they were able to put on the quarterback, I thought, was really good.
I think
up on the front,
they passed the eye test.
They do, but it's a larger issue, right? It's not just about, well, who's number four. We've got such a gap between the top three schools and everybody else in college football. And you can say, like, well, it's talent. Yeah, but do you realize how far the gap is? It's dramatic. Let me just give it to you with some numbers. If you take a look at the talent team composite, okay, that means you take the roster and you look at what they were as recruits and you say, like, how talented is each roster in the country?
Yeah.
Right now, Alabama's the number one talent composite roster. Guess what? Georgia and Ohio State are right there. They're
and
the top three.
It
looks like it. But the gap is really stark. Let's just put it this way. The 11th ranked team in the team composite is USC. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
11th best, you know, talent in the country. The gap between USC and Alabama, who's number one, is the same as the gap between USC and FAU at 69th. The bulk of college football is actually fairly even.
Yeah.
Fairly even.
Right.
As opposed to the top three who are way out in front of everybody else. So this is how you get like Tulane beats Kansas State, then Kansas State beats OU, or how you get Oregon State playing great against USC.
I watched Serena. I watched Federer. I watched
Tiger Woods, same thing.
Barcelona, Tiger Woods. My whole life I watched Ollie when I was a kid. The greats are always much greater. Like when I used to watch Michael Jordan, I can remember sitting on the couch and watching Michael Jordan in a playoff game. And remember talking to a friend saying, he's so much better than the second best player. LeBron in his prime was so much better than number two. I think Giannis now, both ends of the floor, you're like, he just does whatever. So I it doesn't bother me. I do think there's other teams. Texas played Bama. You saw the talent. USC will combine. Okay, let's go to this. It would be very easy right now in America for me to mock, to elbow, to poke Oklahoma. I'm above that. So when Brent Venables arrived, here's all I heard. We're going to be tougher. Oh, fancy boys going to L.A. We're going to be tougher. Yeah, tougher to watch. That defense got rolled. You know who's playing great defense? Old fancy boy in L.A.
Well, I don't know about great. Hey, let's
Kansas
relax
State got
on
beat by Tulane.
They did.
That was horrible.
By the way, this is the third time in the last 4 years that Kansas State has beat Oklahoma. So it's not like old fancy boy didn't take those whippings from Kansas State either, right? I want to be fair in all of this. This Kansas State team, they came in there and they beat up Oklahoma badly. And now it's on tape. Like, that's the blueprint. If you're going to go play Oklahoma, you better test the middle of that defense.
Yeah.
And Brent Venables better get it right. There's one thing I do know about this sport, though. You're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think
except
you are.
Except Georgia.
Well, maybe. That might be true, although they didn't play their best game against Kent State. But Oklahoma is a case study in that. They weren't as good as what we thought they were when they played a Nebraska team that was clearly deflated the week that they lost their coach. And they're probably not as bad as the team that got pushed around against Kansas State. They're probably somewhere in the middle.
All right.
Here's one thing I do know. They were totally undisciplined as far as penalty goes, and their quarterback played his worst game that I think he's going
to
play
this
year.
You know what it looked like to me?
And they're going to get beat when he does that.
Looked like they lost a great coach.
By the way, that conference
is good.
Well, where's the easy game in the Big 12?
It's good.
So if you're OU, and here OU fans were after me as well, because I said, listen, Lincoln Riley's probably going to have a top 10 team. And then I said, boy, when you look at Oklahoma and their schedule this year, you know, they might have
they got a lot of danger
three losses.
Games.
And
Oklahoma State now is
Oklahoma
like.
Oklahoma State is good. Baylor's
Baylor,
good.
Iowa State, watch out.
Kansas has the fourth ranked scoring offense in the country. They've scored 27 touchdowns. The only other team that scored 27 touchdowns is Ohio State.
This year may be a big L sandwich for those guys. Breaks my heart. All right, let's move to this. Okay, let's not pile on Oklahoma.
No.
Okay.
We wouldn't do that.
Now, through the years, I've been very pro-Sark. And Texas Tech is not a laughingstock. They got players, they score. You got to win those games because those donors.
Yeah.
You know, here's the other thing. Oklahoma, Brent Venables is one of them. They're not going to get rid of him. Sark, Texas, they just buy guy. They don't care.
Well, it's been part of their problem.
If he loses this weekend, there are donors that will say he's not the guy. You know I'm right.
That is true, although he's done things with that program that make them feel like it's going to be okay. And I will say, I came on this show and on my podcast. You can go download it, by the way, Joel Klatt Show. I said they're going to lose. After the Alabama loss, I said they're going to lose again before Red River. Why? Because their quarterback got hurt.
Yeah.
So they're not – and they were a different team with Hudson Card than they were with Quinn Ewers.
No question.
And so I knew that they were going to get beat at some point. It happened on the road against Texas Tech.
Yeah.
The more alarming part is that they keep giving up fourth quarter leads. And that's a problem.
Is that because they you should be able to secure wins because they have the best running back in the country?
That's right.
You can eat clock. That means to me, is it a situational lack of awareness? You, with Bijan Robinson, you should always have a lead and eat the clock and win the game.
If you have a lead, what it comes down to is line of scrimmage. If you have a lead and you can win the line of scrimmage, you will win the game. You will win the game. But if you have to continue doing things that protect your line of scrimmage because it's not great yet, then you're going to put the ball in harm's way. And by the way, I don't expect Bijan Robinson to fumble late in the game like he did against Texas Tech.
Yeah, he's great.
But as their offensive line gets better and more mature, remember they had two true freshmen start in that game against Alabama. They're very young, but it was the top offensive line class in the recruiting cycle last year. They will get better. I do think that I still believe in Texas. I think they could still wind up in the Big 12 championship game. Oh. That's a really talented roster. When Ewers comes back, remember this, folks. They have five-star starters just on their offense when Quinn Ewers is back. That's as talented as you can possibly get, and I think that they're going to be all right.
You were not a five-star guy, but look at your life.
I was
not
a walk-on.
All about stars.
I was a walk-on.
Hey, you know so that? Was I. I walked into a radio station. They gave me a job. We're how both
about,
walk-ons.
How about that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, got a lot in common.
Did you
here.
Badger him? Did no. you just give badger
no,
him to death?
I was just yes or no, sir, and did just
you
popped.
Yes or no, sir?
Very respectful.
Nobody listening believes that.
Okay, let's shift gears quickly. So I don't get caught up in the rankings. You know, somebody on the internet, and I apologize, somebody had a great line. They said if your rankings look like standings, they're not really rankings. And I look at the top 10 rankings a lot of times, and it's just the undefeated teams. And I think,
right.
I mean, like you said, Texas, after they lost to Bama close, I'd have moved them up.
So, which I did, by the way.
Yeah, you did. So give me, what is your biggest complaint with the AP rankings?
My biggest complaint is that they don't do their job, which is evaluate the team. Right? Like the AP poll system is just totally broken. It's a joke. The fact that Kansas is not ranked tells me
in the top 20.
In the top 25. They're not ranked. And it's why? Because you're trying to legitimize your preseason thoughts as a voter. So Team A and Team B. Team A is sixth strength of record. They're the fourth best scoring offense in the country. They've scored 27 touchdowns. They've won two road games, one in conference, and one against a team that was favored to win their conference and be a Group of Five representative.
Team A.
Team B, 35th best strength of record. They're 3-1, so they've lost a game. They only have one road win. Their points per game is 43rd in college football, and they beat West Virginia by 7. So who should be ranked? Team A, Team B?
Team A.
Team A is Kansas. Team B is Pitt. Pitt's ranked. Kansas is not. Why is Pitt ranked? Because they were ranked in the preseason. And the AP poll voters don't know what they're looking at. You are not good at your job because you don't evaluate what's actually going on the field.
Well, you know what? Look, can I defend the media, of which I'm barely a part of? Because in the NFL, I'm not asked to vote. But in college football, if I'm a voter, I'm at a game. I can't watch all these games. So a lot of it is I look at the score, I watch highlights on YouTube, and I'm not in all defending bad voting. But I think you have to strongly consider the AP is an outdated premise. There's so many games.
But it also still matters in college football. This is my argument. Everyone says, like, coaches, well, it doesn't matter. Well, it does still matter because...
How about take it out?
Because perception still matters in this sport. Subjectivity still matters in this sport. It matters how many times you're ranked in the top 25 when it comes to contract time. It matters if you're ranked when you go into a recruit's house and you say, hey, I want you to come to our program because we're a ranked team. These things matter, and I'm sorry, like, if you accept the responsibility of being an AP poll voter, you can't then turn around and be like, it's hard. Well, you accepted the job, so suck it up and do it right.
Well, you're very rigid today on your demands.
Well, it's a sense of urgency.
Let me soften you up a bit.
Let's see it.
So Oregon's offensive coordinator, Kenny, is it Dillingham?
Yes.
He told Sports Illustrated that he blames LeBron going to Miami for the college football player movement problem, citing the need to play on super teams. What do you make of that?
I think that's a stretch. I don't think that we can sit here and blame LeBron when that's more of a cultural shift. I mean, like, that's what we do.
The empowerment of young employees.
Well, and I mean, listen, in our culture, this is a very Colin thing to do. Like, what? This is not even a sports take. In our culture, we navigate where we're most comfortable, where we feed ourselves. We get into news cycles that only benefit our own frame of mind.
That's
and so
Facebook.
We're just going to, you know, it's Facebook. It's our entire culture. We do things that are comfortable, that's comfortable for us, that makes ourselves feel better about ourselves.
Yeah.
And the transfer portal, where's the kid supposed to go? Where it's most difficult? Like, that doesn't, like, I'm
now,
sorry, why?
By the way, I'm not opposed to that cultural shift. I don't want to beat my head over with a piece of lumber.
You could
every
say
day.
That, like, the news cycle and us becoming more rigid in our own silos doesn't make culture better.
Now, that I agree. That's something that Bill Maher and Bill Clinton both talked about 10 years ago, I think. Clinton was the first one that brought it up in that if you start living in your silo and you only get the information that you agree with, you become very rigid because you really believe if you sit on a Reddit board with all your wackadoo friends telling you this politician's good and this is bad, that's what I believe in.
I think we have a bigger problem in college football, not trying to form a super team. I think we have a bigger problem that we don't have players that understand how to face adversity and then, more importantly, work through adversity. You know, a big one of these, and this is a guy that you love, Caleb Williams' body language Saturday night
was not
awful.
Good.
It was awful. And it's like, hey, Brozif, like, it's not always easy. I don't know what to tell you. It's football. This is not
I didn't
flag.
Like it either.
This is not the commercial. You know, like, it's not always going to go perfectly for you. You're not always going to win. In life and on the football field, you've got to go through hard things because the trials and tribulation of this life is what produces perseverance. Right? So, like, that's a bigger problem with young people today than wanting to go join a super team. They don't understand how to see, face, and work through adversity.
Hmm. Kids, let me tell you a different message. When you see adversity, run. It's no fun. It's obnoxious. And
you do it. I mean, you bring me on every week.
You know what?
That's adversity for you because you've really got to think when I'm in here. You got to be on your P's and Q's. I commend Colin.
All right, give me your top 10, Klatt.
Well, I got Georgia number one because Georgia is Georgia
down.
Right
let's
now.
Let's let the audience consume it. Let's do this together as a team.
I see.
I'm your lead blocker on this. Let's put up your top 10.
Let's do it.
Okay, do we have it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's talk our way through it.
Georgia's number one. I think Georgia is the most complete and best team in the country.
Okay, I have moved Ohio State to two.
As
I'm
I have
satisfied with what my keen insight has seen.
Ohio State is the best offense in the country, and they're playing better on defense.
Yeah.
Alabama has had some struggles on the road going back to last year.
Yeah.
Remember, 2-point win against Florida, lost to A&M,
a
4-overtime win against Auburn,
when do they play
and then
Arkansas?
The 1-point game against Texas, that's this week at Arkansas. Mm. So watch out for that game. And then after that, I'm going to go Michigan, Clemson, are the next two, and that's kind of the next tier. And then when you get 6 to 10, there's about 10 teams you can pick from. I went Kentucky, Oklahoma State, USC, Penn State, and Tennessee.
Hey, I want to put something on your radar you probably don't know anything about. There's a quarterback at Kentucky named Will Levis.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any footage
familiar.
Of him.
I'm familiar.
I have picked him up on YouTube. Keep your eye on him.
On YouTube.
I saw a YouTube clip last week. And I just want to throw it out there because a lot of times you come on here and you're just.
Okay, so I will tell you, Will Levis is likely going to be the third quarterback taken in the NFL draft.
Big mistake. He's. I would go Bryce Will Levis. It's nothing against C.J. I think we have three guys that are going to make it.
No, he's not better than C.J. Stroud. That was cute of you. I mean, giving him props and everything, but he'll be the third quarterback taken in the draft.
Can they beat
Ole Miss?
It's in Oxford.
That's going to be a tough one. You know, Ole Miss has won 12 straight
at
home.
I know.
So that one's going to be tough, and Ole Miss can run the heck out of the ball. I think Ole Miss wins that game this weekend.
All right. Will Levis, keep
I'll keep an eye on him. What is it, on YouTube?
YouTube's got some clips. He plays in the SEC.
Got it.
Kentucky.
Got it.
Which is now a football school. John Calipari, sorry for that shout-out, but they're pretty good in football. Are they not?
Well, I mean,
they're not losing to St. Peter's in football, I'll tell you that.
I know Kentucky's basketball program makes revenue, and so this is not a shot, but they don't make as much revenue as the football program. Just is what it is.
68,000, Mitch Barnhart. He's the athletic director. At one point, he hated me.
No.
They all do.
At some point?
But
eventually come around?
I used to,
it's like the Iowa
long
folks.
Long story.
The Iowa folks, they've got a soft spot for you.
Hi, Iowa. Good seeing you, Klatt.
You too.
Buy or sell a car from your happy place today at driveway.com. Whatever your happy place is, could be the sofa, could be a tea and a Saturday morning, crisp morning.
Mine's the Cowherd Show.
You know, I feel the same way when you're on. I'm comfortable. I'm happy.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday, it's a classic NFC East rivalry on Fox as Carson Wentz leads Washington against Zeke and the Cowboys, or other regional action. It all kicks off Sunday at 1 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
All right, J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So there's a hurricane currently drilling Florida. Prayers up to everybody out there. So as a result, Tampa Bay is practicing in Miami this week. Tampa's expected to get the brunt of it along with Fort Myers. The game is still scheduled for Sunday night in Tampa, but the league is currently monitoring the situation. One report claims they may move the game to the Midwest, perhaps Minnesota. Tom Brady says the Bucs are making no excuses and will be prepared for the game. Colin, you got to wonder, like Tampa, they got to worry about their families and girlfriends and wives and everybody back home while they're planning for this game. There's a lot to take in here for the Bucs.
There is, but this roster has been together now. This is the third year. So I would be much more concerned if I had a young quarterback And Todd Bowles has been there for the entire time. Now he's the coach. So I do feel like there's so much continuity. Now, AB and Gronk are gone.
Right.
But my feeling is this will work. This is a team that's got really good player leadership. Bowles is a low key. He's not going to overreact. So I don't think it will affect them. I think it really could affect a really young team with a young quarterback and a rookie coach. But I don't think it'll affect them. That's my guess. Yeah. It wouldn't affect them.
Mike Evans, of course, is back from suspension. Fournette's healthy. So Tampa should be able to run if this is played in the slop. I'm kind of leaning toward Tampa against KC here. What about you? It's early in the week.
I don't have a strong feeling. Okay. I should have gone all dogs last week because I took Jacksonville and Atlanta. My dog picks were real good. My favorite picks stunk. So I think it's a 2-point game. I think it's close.
The dogs are barking early in the season. Yeah. Next up, we're going to spend a lot of time here. Zach Wilson missed the first month of the season with the knee injury. He's just been announced. He's medically cleared to return to the Jets. Great news for the best football team in New York. Sorry, Buffalo Bills. Barring any setbacks, Robert Saleh expects Zach Wilson to start against the Steelers. Instantly calling the line down from 3.5 to 3. I think they were waiting to see Flacco. Nobody really believes in him. Zach Wilson getting his first start of the season on the road. No TJ Watt for Pittsburgh.
It's my favorite bet of the week, Jets.
Oh, is that the kiss of death or is that the good cowherd bet?
No, I think it's low scoring. And I think the Jets, remember, Saleh's getting heat now. Like that, I mean, the Wolves are coming out in the New York media. This is a real winnable game. I think the Jets win this game.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting. A lot is being made of Zach Wilson, obviously. Colin, I got to ask, should Mitch Trubisky be favored over anybody?
Well,
they've been underdogs in every game this season so far.
Yeah. So, and by the way, Tomlin's never as good as a favorite as he is as a dog.
This guy's getting sharp over here. I like it, Cowherd. Yeah. All right, final story. You talked about this briefly with Klatt. Player movement rapidly growing in college football thanks to the transfer portal. This Oregon offensive coordinator, Kenny Dillingham, is blaming LeBron. Hey, let's just blame LeBron for everything. Global warming, climate change, let's just throw it all at LeBron's feet. He created a generation of players since he wanted to take his talents to Miami. And now they all want to be on a super team. Well, duh. Doesn't everybody want to play with their friends or the best players? Like, that's obvious.
Well, I just think this generation has watched older people stay in jobs and be miserable. And so I think generations look at their moms and their dads and their grandpas, and I think my daughter and my son are prime examples. They don't want to do it the way everybody else did it. Like, they don't have a problem. My son didn't have a problem transferring high schools. My daughter didn't have a problem after 6 weeks saying, this job doesn't work for me. I'm living with this with my kids. Like, it's a different generation. They see the world not incorrectly. They see the world as, I'm here for a short time. I don't want to be miserable. I probably have more power and leverage than previous generations' new employees had. Yeah. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, my dad, who watches regularly, worked the same job at the government over 20 years. Like, it was that's what all my young friends growing up, all their dads worked the same job basically for 20, 25 years. You get the gold watch and that's it.
There's a lot of good with that. You have
stability.
Stability, real relationships. You got a pension, a 20-year pension. There's a lot of value to that. I've said before, I've moved around the country, and because of that, I don't have like a home. And there are times, I mean, I feel comfortable in L.A., but I've moved so much, I've never been on the same street for 30 years. And I have lost something because of that.
What have you lost?
Well, wouldn't it be great to wake up and know your neighbors and know their kids?
You know your neighbors currently? I know you moved in the last couple of years.
One of them is my boss here, but I don't know. Okay. I know Barbara is my neighbor. She's nice. I see her probably once a month, but I don't know my neighbors.
Neighbors like I do. I've got an awful neighbor who's really? A nightmare. Yeah, a guy's I shouldn't say it on air, but at any rate, like, it's good to move around and see. This is a big world. This is a big planet, Colin.
Yes.
You got to see what else is out there.
Well, you and I agree on that, but not everybody agrees.
Yeah.
Those people in Kansas, they're going nowhere, and they're happy.
Nebraska,
a lot of happy people in Nebraska.
Are you sure? The Cornhuskers stink right now. Aren't they tied to everything that the college does?
That's
I
a good
know.
Point.
You know?
They were way happier about 15, 20 years ago than they are today in Nebraska. Yeah. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, today we'll do the AFC. Tomorrow we'll do the NFC. We're going to call it Gridiron Grades. We're almost a month into the season. We head into week four. J-Mac, you give me the team. I'll give you the report card through almost a month.
Okay. Why don't we start with the Miami Dolphins, Colin? 3-0, good start to the season. How would you grade it out so far?
A-, feel they got a little lucky with Buffalo, but Mike McDermott has beaten Belichick, Harbaugh, and Sean McDermott. That's a pretty good start. Tua's accuracy, they're leaning into it. They're explosive, can play from behind or in front, A-.
All right. Buffalo Bills. They were supposed to Super Bowl champs coming into the season. Where you got them through three games?
A minus. They still don't have a consistent run game outside of Josh Allen. And they're 0-7 in one possession games dating back to last year. So I can't trust them. I trust Miami in a close game over Buffalo in a close game. And Miami's got a rookie head coach and Tua. So they're not an A-plus here. They got to get their run game to have more layers than Josh Allen.
All right, I think we're going to have our first disagreement here. How do you grade through three games the New England Patriots?
D-plus. Four giveaways against the Ravens. Mac Jones leads the NFL in picks. They're averaging 16 points a game. Listen, the one thing they never did in New England was give the ball away. Okay, they weren't always dynamic. Now they're not dynamic, and they're giving the ball away. That is a disaster. This is now, right now, about a 6-win team. I thought they'd win 8. I'm down to 6.
We're going to gloss over the Jets and go to the AFC West, Colin. Kansas City Chiefs, 3 games. How do you grade them? They're only 2-1, but should be 3-0.
Yeah, A-. Special teams meltdown against the Colts. They have the best sack differential in the league. Next to the Ravens and Lions, they have the most touchdowns. No reason to nitpick like Buffalo. Special teams was a meltdown. It's not ideal, but they're great.
The Denver Broncos, Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. You can't go A-minus here.
No, it's C-plus. Okay, they do have a winning record, but they're 1-7 in the red zone drives. Worst red zone offense in the league. You can't overcome that. They're also the most penalized team. So what they are is bad situationally and heavily penalized and burned through timeouts. I think I'd give Russell a B, the coach a D, and it comes out to a C+.
A D? You're generous, Colin. I think you're going to give your first F here. The L.A. Chargers, Brandon Staley.
First of all, I'm going to give him a C, and here's why. Here's why. They've been missing Keenan Allen, Corey Linsley, J.C. Jackson. They've had stars out. Now they're missing Rashawn Slater, and Joey Bosa got hurt during last week's game. They have had 11 big plays this season. They're a big play offense. Only the Cowboys have had fewer. So what's the issue here? They're a big play offense, right? They're not getting big plays. The protection's not good. And I'll be honest, I think they may have to make a change at the coordinator spot. They do not look creative. They don't look multiple. I'm concerned about aesthetically what I watch when I watch the Chargers. They come across as dull, not clever.
Yeah. All right, let's go with the 0-3 Vegas Raiders season on the line this week. How do you grade their season so far?
C-minus, but Derek Carr, now let's be fair. All three losses by 7 points or fewer. Derek Carr has had 13 what they call big plays this season. That's tied for the most in the league. Derek Carr's been fine. Their issue is they've lost close. I think one of those could have been a win. Let's not go overboard. They're at home against Denver. I think they'll play significantly better. There's real urgency. A C-. I do see some hope with the Raiders to be more viable.
I wish I had you in eighth grade science as my teacher. How would you grade the Baltimore Ravens this season, Colin?
A-. I mean, they lost the Miami game because their secondary in the back end is an issue. But Lamar Jackson leads the NFL in passer rating, touchdown passes, total touchdowns. They're wildly explosive. That's after losing Hollywood Brown, their top receiver. By the way, Mark Andrews he's not underrated because we all know tight end Mark Andrews is great. That guy in the red zone is a nightmare. Like he and Lamar are just on the same wavelength. Baltimore A-.
The defending AFC champ Cincinnati Bengals, 1 win over my Jets. There's no way you're giving them an A or B.
No, I give them a B+ because I think they've got it right. Remember, Joe Burrow didn't practice or play preseason because of surgery. So I gave them week one was an exhibition game. Last six quarters, I like them. Now, they're averaging 4.5 yards per play. That's last in the NFL. So what's happened? They're not running the football. They're not getting those big pop running plays they got last year with Joe Mixon. But again, I think they get right. I think they trounce Miami on Thursday. It's my favorite play of the week outside of the Jets getting points at Pittsburgh. I got the Bengals getting a B+.
All right, let's go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Big game this week in Philly.
Highest graded to A+.
Wow.
Best turnover differential.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a second-year quarterback with a new coach. They're not turning it over. Their defense leads the NFL in takeaways. They have a great pass rush. I think they're I think they're the best team in that division. They're protecting Trevor Lawrence better than I thought. I think when you watch them, they use everybody 7 to 8 different targets as a receiver. So I like what I see with Jacksonville, A+.
And let's wrap up with Matty Ice and the Indianapolis Colts. Coach on the hot seat. Quarterback looks washed. Where are we going here, Colin?
They beat the Chiefs, so they're back in B territory, but it's B-. First of all, Matt Ryan's got more picks than touchdowns. They're not, even with Indy, it was special teams that won it for the Colts. So I have issues about this offense. Matt Ryan is kind of old. He looks really old. I don't think their receiving core after Pittman has dependable players. They don't have a lot of pop offensively. This is an average division. I think Jacksonville right now looks like the best team. So they're just not dynamic enough.
There's
at the
a
most
team that lost to Jacksonville 24-0. Are you sure that's a B- and not a D-?
Well, they beat the Chiefs. They found a way to win. That's okay. Arguably the best franchise in the league. You get a lot of points for beating Andy Reid and Mahomes. All right, our number three around the corner on a Wednesday live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.